Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So again, we hear from John the Baptist with all of his dire warnings. Last few weeks, we've had the birth pangs and the destruction and all of the things that are coming, the coming judgment. And again and again and again, John the Baptist saying, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. He even says, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? He's conjuring up a vision of a kind of catastrophic reshaping of the whole world, sort of like a holy tsunami sweeping out the decrepit and the sickly nature of the world and ushering in a new Eden. Those who heard John took him seriously. And they began to wonder, and the crowd said, John, if all of that is true, if we are all unclean and the fire is coming and the chaff and the weeds and all of that is happening, they ask him, what then shall we do? What should we do? Surely you must have a list of things that will help us brace ourselves and help us mend our wicked ways. Instead, they get advice from John worthy of my grandmother, who was a Baptist in Arkansas. Grandma said the most wonderful things, and she would have said exactly what John said. Well, don't cheat on one another. Be kind to each other and work hard. After all of that news about the destruction of the earth and the coming of the end times and everything changing and the world being reshaped, the best you can do is my grandmother's advice? That's it? That's your plan for the kingdom? In my mind's eye, I picture the crowd looking at John and sort of trickling off. It's not that great, is he? Turned out not to be very good at what he does. That's not the news we were expecting. But maybe John is up to something. Maybe John's got something. Maybe what he is describing is exactly how God's people make straight the path of the Lord and lower the hills and fill the valley. Maybe what he's suggesting is really quite a bit more radical and amazing than what we might think at first blush. In fact, if you think about it, what John proposes in this sort of precursor, this announcing of the beginning of the new times, is exactly what Jesus will say again and again. Again, be honest. Take care of each other. Love one another. I do think John is up to something. Something that we perhaps need to hear even today with our own kind of litany of destruction and end times. Our news is filled with violence and incidents of racial profiling. Tensions between the police and just about every ethnic group are at an all-time high. What will we do? People are asking. What should we do? They want to know. Should we bar the gates and lock everyone out who might bear a grudge or have the potential to commit violence? Is that what the kingdom will look like? Do we keep out everyone who isn't quite believe what we believe and think what we believe and think the way that we do? Is that what we do? Is that what God calls us to? If so, I suspect the kingdom will be a very roomy place. Lots of room. Because none of us are going to be there. it will be kind of empty. So I'm not sure that that's exactly what Jesus or John has in mind. John says to us and to those who are around him, look, treat each other well, be generous. If someone has two coats and somebody needs a coat, give them one. And then he tells the tax collectors, be honest, just take what you're entitled to. And then he tells the soldiers, don't extort anything from anyone. Just do your work. Work hard and take your wages. It's a different kind of expectation. These days, because of all that's happening in our environment, we expect certain things. So I was surprised. I read a story the other day about an encounter in the deep south of the United States. A young man and his mother were driving along the highway, and he is Muslim, and his mother is a traditional Muslim and was wearing traditional Muslim garb, and they got rear-ended. So there they are on the highway in the deep south in a car accident. In what he wrote, he said, and every single person, every police officer, every fire department official, and every ambulance person that responded was male and white in the deep south. I think you probably already know where this is going. Police officer opened the back door of the car and addressed his mother, the young man's mother, and said to her, is it okay? He says, I don't want to be disrespectful. Is it okay if I move the scarf so that I can examine her neck? He asked the mother first, and then he looked at the son and said, sir, I don't want to be disrespectful. Is it okay if I move the scarf in order to examine your mother's neck? Said, sure. And then the next police officer came and treated them both with the same kind of respect. And then the ambulance team came in and said, sir, we don't want to be disrespectful. Is it okay if we shift her mullah a little bit so that we can get her out of the car and examine her? And he described every single encounter that day that way. In the deep south, on a highway. Traditional Muslims. It's not what he expected or we expected. And yet it fills right in with the kingdom of God. I think on that day, in that moment, valleys were filled in and hills were brought down and the crooked paths made a little straighter in preparation for the way of the Lord. When we treat one another in unexpected ways of kindness and honesty, and we do our jobs well together, my grandmother, my little Baptist Arkansas grandmother's advice via John, I didn't even know he knew my grandmother. I think they were about the same age. Amazing things can happen. It certainly happened for me to read that particular story just a few days before the shootings that happened so recently. Our tendency is to brand everyone and everything the same way, that people are not just people. And we seem automatically to go for vengeance and protection and fear, but that's not what John calls us to, and that is not the face of the kingdom. Kindness, honesty, hard work, simple, unexpected advice from a prophet wearing camel's hair and eating locusts. Proclaiming the kingdom of God. Maybe we shouldn't be so surprised. After all, Philippians, in response to all of this, says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. The kingdom is coming. and it will not be transformed into God's vision in the way that we expect. Each week, we light another candle, and we are drawn closer to God's vision for the kingdom, and that kingdom will not be met in violence or power or bigotry or might or wealth or even rightly executed religion. But the kingdom comes to us and is begun in us in this moment in the gift of a child who brings healing to our hurt, hope to the desperate, and calls for the radical revolution of the world in love. So it's striking to me that this day, when John the Baptist addresses the crowds, he does not have a litany of rules or regulations. He just gives us homespun advice. For the kingdom is already unfolding around us, and we are called to honesty and hard work and kindness. And the valleys will be filled, and the crooked ways made straight, and the mountains laid low, a level place for the child. Amen.